Hi, this is James Senior here from the Microsoft Web Evangelism team. Today I'm going to be walking you through one of our web application toolkits. This particular toolkit shows you how to make your web application social using the Messenger Web Toolkit. If you are new to web application toolkits, I recommend you check out the Getting Started guide, which is available on the Web Application Toolkit homepage. This particular web app toolkit focuses on how to build a social app using C# or VB, but if you are more familiar with another language, we have samples available at messenger.livelabs.com for all sorts of languages including PHP, Ruby, Perl, etc. In this web application toolkit, we're going to explore how you can make your web application social using the Windows Live Messenger Web Toolkit. The Windows Live Messenger Web Toolkit is specifically for web developers who wish to drive traffic to their websites by tapping into the 330 million users of Windows Live Messenger, the world's most popular instant messaging client. When people think about adding a social dimension to their applications, they often use social networks to insert posts into a newsfeed. The drawback to this is that people's streams quickly get busy and your important message will often get lost in the noise. Furthermore, the stream is not very targeted, and many of the people that see the item will not be interested. Instant messaging, on the other hand, offers a compelling alternative where you can reach out to individuals that you know are going to be interested in the content, and also gets front and center in their mind using toast, or what we call pop-ups, from their client, wherever they are running Live Messenger, whether that's on Windows, Macintosh, Windows Mobile, or Xbox 360. So now you've heard a little bit about why you want to do it, let's explore how to get started. There are two ways to add Messenger Web Toolkit into your applications. First, there are the UI controls that make it really easy to copy and paste simple tags into your HTML. This is perfect for apps where you just want to copy and paste code and instantly get it going. The most powerful UI control is the web bar, which, with one tag, renders the bar along the bottom of your website and delivers full IM functionality. The web bar is also skinnable using CSS, so that you can make it fit in nicely with its surroundings and don't draw away from the brand of your own website. For apps that require a little bit more customized experience, or perhaps want to do some more powerful stuff using the service, there is the Messenger library, which is a set of lean JavaScript APIs that connect you to the service in the cloud. An interesting fact is that the team actually built the library using ScriptSharp, which allows you to code in C# and then compile as JavaScript. For more information on that particular project, Bing ScriptSharp. As with many cloud-based services, to use the Messenger Web Toolkit requires a developer token in order to consume the service. Information on how to do this is in the documentation, just under the Getting Started page. During this process, you'll be asked for a domain name for your application. Just choose a random one like testapp.com or something similar. Once you've got that token, run the setup script. It'll ask you for your developer token and domain name. Enter these and the script takes care of setting your development environment up behind the scenes. Once you've got the application ID, run the setup script. It'll ask you for your application ID and domain name. Enter these and the script takes care of setting up your development environment behind the scenes. Make sure you explore the setup scripts if you want to understand what the setup procedure is. For example, this particular setup script will modify your host file and stop IIS if it's running. Let's check out some of the basic code in Visual Studio that you need to get started. I've opened the C# solution from the installation directory, but remember we've also got a VB one as well. Right now I'm looking at the master page, which is used throughout the site to define the look and feel. There are a few important lines of code that are essential to get us up and running. First of all, we import the namespace into the page. This reference defines our UI controls that we are going to be using throughout the application. Secondly, we've got a reference to our JavaScript libraries. We've created a script loader which makes it easy to bring in the various scripts and resources required to bootstrap the Messenger library API and UI controls. Once this happens, we can code against the APIs knowing that everything required has been already loaded. Next, you'll see our first Messenger tag, which passes configuration options to the Messenger library in order to access the service. Notice how we've got a reference to the application verifier token. This is used by our application to identify itself to the service and is comprised of the application ID we got from the developer portal a minute ago and a couple of other attributes. Next, we see our first UI control, which is the Messenger web bar. You'll notice how it's very simple, but don't be fooled. This little tag represents a bunch of functionality for the user. This works by the Messenger library parsing the page at runtime on the client side and injecting a whole bunch of HTML, UI, styles, and events behind the scenes. That is what gives it the rich experience. Let's take a quick look at what this looks like when you visit the website. So here we have AdventureWorks Pulse, our photo sharing website, and you'll notice that we've got a number of places to sign in using our live ID. I'm going to click on the web bar UI, which is down the bottom here. You'll notice that it only occupies a little bit of the screen because we're not signed in. So let's go ahead and sign in. And it's going to pop open a consent screen, and this is where I have the opportunity to enter my Windows Live ID credentials, which is important for signing into the service. Okay, so here we have the consent screen, and this is basically telling me that I'm associating my Messenger account with this Pulse website. And it's telling me I've got AdventureWorks Pulse here. Tell me a bit about what's going on. We've got a bit of a logo for familiarity. This is Pulse being able to customize this. And then we're going to be signing in with this particular account. If we wanted to sign in with a different account, we could do that too. It'll take us through to our account selection. But again, we're going to use this particular live ID. I'm going to click OK. And then that association between the Messenger service and AdventureWorks Pulse happens behind the scenes. And what we get thrown over the wall from the Messenger service is a token which we can then use in our application to make calls back to the service to ensure that we are the application that we say we are. So now we've logged in, the web bar down the bottom has actually changed. It's grown and got bigger down the bottom of the page. So if we click on some of the UI widgets we've got down here, we've got some presence information. We can change whether we're available, busy, away, etc. Change the name of my user. We can also change the status. And we can see who of my contacts are online. So we can see that I've got a contact online. And I'm also logged into this particular client on the other account on my desktop here. And I can start a conversation. And the idea is that your users will converse or chat with each other from the web to different clients. And it's at the web stage you can actually insert custom text into their conversation to say, hey, check out the Pulse website, and you can put a link here, and then it'll get passed back to me on the client, and then I'll go and click on the link and check it out. So that's the way it drives traffic to your website. So let's explore another page on this AdventureWorks Pulse website. I've gone back to the home page now. And down the bottom of the page, we've got people on Pulse. Now you'll notice that I can get presence information and also display pictures from Messenger from these particular users. Now they're not actually my friends in my contact list. They're actually friends of the website. And using a feature called Application Contacts, we get an association between each other thanks to the website. So that means I can actually chat with these users even though I'm not friends with them. This is a great way to start up conversations and get new contacts and also create a greater sense of community amongst your website. So, in the past 5 minutes, we've taken a quick spin around the Messenger Web Toolkit and how to make your web application social. We've understood what the Messenger Web Toolkit is and how it comprises of UI controls and the Messenger library. And we've also taken a look at how using a few lines of code, you can make your web app social and get new users to come and visit your website. I'd encourage you to explore the other UI controls. Make sure you check out messenger.mslivelabs.com for the interactive SDK, which is a great place where you can figure out what all the UI controls are and what they look like on your page, as well as customizing them. Also, the Messenger library is extremely powerful. It's worth understanding this in detail if you want to build really powerful experiences and collaborative apps that take advantage of the Messenger service. As always, there's full documentation on msdn.microsoft.com. Just search on there for Messenger Web Toolkit. And there's also a load of video content available on channel9.msdn.com. And don't forget that microsoft.com/web is your one-stop shop for everything web from Microsoft. And we've got other web app toolkits available from the Web App Toolkit website. Thanks for watching. This has been James Senior for Microsoft's Web Evangelism team.